His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandiya. All glories to assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories to assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. All glories. All glories to beautiful lotus feet of Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale. Shri Mate Shri Ramapad Swami Ki. Hare Krishna. It's very eerie to be speaking to an empty temple. Oh, thank you, Srila. Thank you, Rangavinda Prabhu. And Srila Prabhupada, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be here at this time. And yes, we have been hearing online, and sometimes there have been over 50 devotees. So thank you, devotees, for continuing to be attending the morning program, and we have such a blessing to have this beautiful oasis of Krishna consciousness in this world at this time and all the time, of course. So today we are reading from Canto 1, Chapter 5, Verse 28, Narada's instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Shenvatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Divyanta Sohya Badrani Vidunoti Suhisatam Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashiki. So we word for word first. Itham thus, Sharat, autumn, Praviksha, rainy season, Ritu, two seasons, Hare of the Lord, Vishnavataha, continuously hearing, Me, myself, Anuvasam, Anusavam, constantly, Yasha, Amalam, unadulterated glories, Sankirtyamanam, chanted by Munibhi, the great sages, Maha Atmabhi, great souls, Bhakti, devotional service, Pravritta, began to flow, Atma, living being, Rajaha, mode of passion, Tama, mode of ignorance, Upaha, vanishing. Itham sarat praviksha vitu hare.
Itham sarat praviksha vitu hare.
Vrishmanto me anusavam yashomalam.
Vishnavatam me anusavam yashomalam.
Sankirtyamanam munivir mahatmavir.
Sankirtyamanam munivir mahatmavir.
Bhakti pravarpa. Bhakti pravat atma rajastamo paha.
Bhakti pravat atma rajastamo paha.
Can you read? Repeat.
Itham sarat pravishavitu hare.
Itham sarat pravishavitu hare.
Vishvatame anusavam yashomalam.
Vishvatame anusavam yashomalam.
Sankirtamanam
munivir mahatmane.
Bhakti
pravritatma rajastamopaha. The translation. Thus, so this is Narada Muni speaking to Vyasadeva, telling him about his life in the previous birth when he was a young boy, 5 years old. Thus, during two seasons, the rainy season and autumn, I had the opportunity to hear these great soul sages constantly chant the unadulterated glories of the Lord Hari. As the flow of my devotional service began, the coverings of the modes of passion and ignorance vanished. I was really struck by what Srila Prabhupada, the translation, that two words I really got struck. Unadulterated glories and that modes of passion and ignorance vanished in Narada Muni. We're going to address that during this class. Purport. Well, I didn't say translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Purport. Transcendental loving service for the Supreme Lord is the natural inclination of every living being. The instinct is dormant in everyone, but due to the association of material nature, the modes of passion and ignorance cover this from time immemorial. If by the grace of the Lord and the great soul devotees of the Lord A living being becomes fortunate enough to associate with the unadulterated devotees of the Lord and gets a chance to hear the unadulterated glories of the Lord, certainly the flow of devotional service takes place like the flow of a river. As the river flows on till she reaches the sea, similarly, pure devotional service flows by the association of pure devotees till it reaches the ultimate goal, namely transcendental love of God. Such a beautiful visual. We can actually visualize our devotional service like a river. Very poetic purport by Srila Prabhupada. We can visualize our devotional service like a river, and it is flowing towards the lotus feet of the Lord, towards that sea of Krishna Prema, the ocean of Krishna Prema. And actually this morning when I was doing my japa, I was actually as my standing in front of my altar, Gornikai, and I was just praying that this river is flowing, and oh my dear Goranga, I reached that your lotus feet with that river which is going down. And I was praying that it would be downhill, because when it's uphill, it's much more difficult, right? Almost impossible. But by the grace of Guru and Goranga, we can actually even overcome all of those obstacles. So, Brahmande Bhamite Pone Bhagavanji, Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. So, we have gotten this Bhakti Lata Beej, and let that river of devotional service flow. But what Srila Prabhupada is saying, unadulterated glories of the Lord. And we have to hear from unadulterated devotees. So that is very, actually in the word for word, the word is amala, amala yasha, and amalam, or we know very well, amalam, amala puranam, Bhagavatam is amala puranam, amala bhaktas, amala harinam. So a dictionary term, or even Srila Prabhupada has given translation of the word amalam as without any material contamination. And here he says unadulterated. And actually we do not hear this word very often in a common parlance. People don't say adulterated or unadulterated. But growing up in India, like Ram Govinda Prabhu might know, there was always this thing of something being adulterated. I remember we were little kids and my mother would send us to the milkman to get milk, and she would insist that we go at a certain time because that's when they would be milking the cow and would get the milk right away, otherwise they might adulterate it with water. Or you go and they would be doing the rice and dal, like, you know, sorting it out. There would be so many different pieces of stones and other things which were not, it was unusual to have so many stones. And we hear now that there's actually, people have businesses of making things which would match the shape of a lentil or shape of mung dal or the rice, and adulterated with that. So, or with small pebbles. So that kind of adulteration, actually, as I was researching adulteration in India for this class, I said, let me see what it says. There's actually a Supreme Court of India has made a declaration, or they have passed a law that it's a constitutional right of every citizen to have unadulterated food. So it is, this adulteration is going on, and Srila Prabhupada is saying, we need to be very aware and very, very, very careful who we are hearing the scriptures, who we are hearing the narration or the discussion of the Bhagavatam from. Because those who are like commercial reciters, they are actually not, it is like lips, milk touched by the lips of a serpent, it has a poisonous effect. Srila Prabhupada said in his very famous commentary on the holy name. So just like that, anybody who's not an unadulterated devotee, we hear from them, it will not have the same effect. Actually, it might actually even be poisonous. So very, very important that we take to that instruction which is given in this verse, as Narada Muni is saying, and that he heard from unadulterated devotees, those Bhakti Vedantas who he was serving, and Amala Bhaktas, and we hear the Amala Yesha of the Lord. Actually, during this time, I've been listening to classes online, and one of the speakers I've been listening to is Vaisheshika Prabhu. And recently, he was giving an analogy of a baby monkey and kitten. So the baby monkey, you know, holds on to its mother, and almost for dear life, and the mother is jumping on the branches and going here and there, and sometimes the baby loses his footing or her footing and falls off. And it's compared to be like the jnanis and yogis who actually take it upon themselves to get to higher levels of spiritual consciousness, and they think it's on their own strength that they're making that progress. But the kitten, on the other hand, is taken up by the mother within her jaws, but the kitten is very secure. So the bhakta who's taken shelter of these unadulterated glories of the Lord and has the river of devotional service flowing towards that goal is totally dependent on Krishna. So constant hearing, constant chanting, and associating. Very important point is being made in this particular section of the Bhagavatam about association. So we'll continue with the purport. So as the river flows on till it reaches the sea, similarly pure devotional service flows by the association of pure devotees till it reaches the ultimate goal, namely transcendental love of God. Such a flow of devotional service cannot stop. On the contrary, it increases more and more without limitation. The flow of devotional service is so potent that any onlooker also becomes liberated from the influence of the modes of passion and ignorance. These two qualities of nature are thus removed, and the living being is liberated, being situated in his original position. So Narada Muni is actually saying that the covering of the modes and ignorance vanished. And when I read that particular term, vanished, I was thinking of how long it seems to us it's taking so long for the modes of ignorance and passion to kind of get, you know, wiped off slowly. But we can actually have faith in that, in the process, and we can actually judge by our, like, you know, if we go to before and after. Before I was in Krishna consciousness and after. And we will notice that we are slowly going towards goodness. Because as mode of passion and ignorance is decreasing, goodness and of course Shuddha Sattva is also increasing. So we can, within ourselves, we can have the barometer. Am I more in goodness or am I more in passion and ignorance? And we can actually adjust our meter, our seva, our devotional service. We can adjust to say, okay, I think I'm getting down into the modes. I know devotees sometimes say, I'm in the modes. And it kind of sounds funny, but actually it is somehow a recognition that, yes, the modes are affecting me more. So what can I do? Constant hearing and chanting and serving. And recently I was seeing, you know, how there were some pictures which were showing some five or six different major metropolitan cities in the world. And of course, India was one of them with the amount of pollution. And it was saying like in 2 weeks, so there were pictures of before and after. This is a place, a very famous monument in India, Delhi, called India Gate. So they had a picture of India Gate before, and then 2 weeks have gone by since they have had a shutdown. And air is so clear, you can see it very clearly. And so that smog, which is, they say, almost 20 times, or I don't know, 30 times less pollution in Delhi because of shutdown. So those before and after pictures can also be our barometer. Where are we in our devotional service? Because, you know, we are in different stages. As we are approaching, as we are going towards the goal of Krishna Prema, the peels of the ignorance and passion are slowly getting off, you know. Cheto Darpan Marjanam, as we are chanting, as we are hearing. Actually, when we go out for book distribution, we tell people about chanting. I almost always talk about the Vindex, the transcendental Vindex. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. So it's like the heart mirror of the heart is getting cleansed. And it, to me, such a nice visual that as you're chanting, that Windex is going, and that windscreen wiper is going with, along with that Windex cleaner of the mirror of the heart is getting cleaned. So let's tip the scale in favor of goodness and Shuddha Sattva, transcendental goodness, by Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Sadhu Sangha. And Sadhu Sangha, talking of saintly persons, this is another reference I also heard in one of Vaisheshika Prabhu's class recently. He was saying that the unadulterated devotees or the great soul devotees, which is who are mentioned in this verse, Rupa Goswami describes them like moonshine. Their heart, I'll just read what he actually said because I liked it so much I wrote it down. He said, their hearts are so saturated with love of God and they have such a powerful charisma, their spiritual potency shines onto us and we get this intense attachment for Krishna, prematurely actually, because of their association. That charismatic person can induce an experience of higher taste before one is fully situated on that level. And we know about Narada Muni, and I'll tell you in a moment, but in the next chapter it described how Narada Muni got to see the Lord on the lotus of his heart for a moment and then he disappeared. So we, like, you know, I think in ISKCON talk we call it the free sample. So we got a little free sample in the beginning of our devotional life. And Rupa Goswami is saying that moonshine, because of our association or because of our attachment, because of the mercy of the devotee, the pure devotee, or the unadulterated devotee whose heart is saturated with love of Krishna, we get that reflection on us and then we get an attachment for Krishna. So even though we are not situated on that level, actually charisma, the dictionary meaning of charisma is compelling attractiveness or charm that inspires devotion in others. And the other meaning is divinely conferred power or talent. So, actually I would ask you devotees who are listening online, if you'd like to share your free sample, how maybe you had a vision or you had a dream by which you have been, it's kind of, you know, given you that impetus in your devotional life. And then please share it with us. Please put it on the chat or text from Govinda Prabhu so we can hear your stories. And in case of Narada Muni, we know that the Lord who appeared on the lotus of his heart disappeared. And then there is great description of, in detail about how Narada Muni was so distraught and he was searching for, and he was really focusing on his sadhana, on his hearing and chanting. And then the Lord actually appeared to him, but in the form of a voice. The voice, the Lord said, so this is chapter one, chapter 6 of this canto, verse 22, O virtuous one, you have only once seen my person, and this is just to increase your desire for me, because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. So beautiful. We see a little, we get a little glimpse of Krishna. We see a glimpse of Krishna in the form of service, and we want to do more and more service. I know many devotees are right now not able to come and do service in the, like they're pujaris, and they cannot do service because one of their family members works outside the house, and they're really hankering. So our hankering has to be there, and please continue with that hankering, my dear devotees, because Krishna is providing you. You are hearing more, you are reading more, and that, and Srila Prabhupada says in the purport for this verse, chapter 6, verse 22, therefore, seeing the Lord means being engaged in his service, because his service and his person are identical. Such a powerful statement. Seeing the Lord means being engaged in his service, because his service and his person are identical. So the sincere devotee should go on with sincere service of the Lord. The Lord will give proper direction as to how and where it has to be done. So, very, very wonderful to hear that directly from Srila Prabhupada. Of course, we know that when we are engaging in service, we are actually making spiritual advancement, but they are not different, they are identical. Seeing Krishna and doing his service. Haribol. So, Narada Muni engaged himself 100% in hearing, chanting, and glorifying the Lord. So, but for the long haul, we have to be very, very, so that for the, you know, the tendencies of ignorance and passion to be eliminated, we have to be very deliberate in applying ourselves. I don't know, these examples have been given several times in the classes that, like a musician, when they want to become very expert in their musical talent, they really, what is it called? They practice every day. Sometimes for 6 to 8 hours a day, they are practicing. They're very strict, they're very sincere, and they're very serious. So if we can apply that to our devotional service, to our life in devotional service, we have to become very strict, sincere, and serious. And Srila Prabhupada actually has used these terms separately and together in certain purports, strict, sincere, and serious. We can take that. Nothing else you can take. You can take that from Srila Prabhupada, that we have to become very strict, serious, and sincere. So for a few more minutes, I will just talk about some of the verses which I found which were very related to today's verse and which are actually enhancing today's verse. this is in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 29, in which Kapila Dev is talking to Devahuti, Madhuna Shruti Matrena Mai Sarva Guhasaye Manogati Ravichina Yatha Ganga Vaso Mudhao. The Kapila Dev says, the manifestation of unadulterated devotional service is exhibited when one's mind is at once attracted to hearing the transcendental name and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is residing in everyone's heart. Just as the water of the Ganges flows naturally down towards the ocean, such devotional ecstasy, uninterrupted by any material condition, flows towards the Supreme Lord. Very important, uninterrupted by any material condition. And we have heard this very, very often as well. There is no material impediment to devotional service. If we say, my situation is this, that, or the other, I have a bad situation at home, or at work, or I have very much stress, there is no material impediment. We can still go on practicing our devotional service, and we can take, even if maybe sometimes, I recently met, recently meaning it's over a month ago, somebody had come to this temple, and they had come for the first time, so they came in the lobby, and she was sharing how she was actually very inspired, and she said she has made her own japa beads and she's chanting on them. She had been chanting on them because she received a book a long time ago from somewhere. She started chanting, reading, getting books online, and then finally one day she was able to come to the temple. She lives somewhere in Florida, but she came to our temple and she started crying because her family is very unfavorable. And she's a grown woman, like maybe in her 40s or something. But her family is very unfavorable to that process of Krishna consciousness. So she chants, before they wake up, she chants quietly or she reads in secrecy so that they won't get disturbed. But I could see her Krishna consciousness was so, it was growing. It was so attractive to see that mood of intense desire. So it is uninterrupted by any material condition. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the flow of the Ganges water cannot be stopped by any condition. Similarly, a pure devotee's attraction for the transcendental name, form, and pastimes of the Supreme Godhead cannot be stopped by any material condition. And there are three words in this verse, which is avinchana, without interruption, a hotuki, without reason, which we know the unalloyed devotee, anya bilashita shunyam, they have no desire to fulfill by rendering devotional service, and avyavahita means without cessation. So our life, and in this proportional purpose, needs to be molded that every minute and every second the devotee engages in some sort of devotional service to the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as we are homebound, we are finding ourselves with a lot of time, so we are listening, we are hearing. And one of the things which I find myself doing, I've started doing, which I'm really bad at, is growing plants, planting fruits and vegetables. Well, no fruits, but vegetables and flowers. But I decided to dive into it. I've got a little vegetable patch, and I planted marigolds maybe 3 weeks ago, and I'm already getting some flowers. And it is so satisfying to take those flowers and offer to my deities, because we can go to the store to buy flowers, and so we can, in some way or the other, every minute and every second, we can engage in some sort of devotional service. And we're talking about this point which Narada Muni makes about how when he took remnants of the Bhakti Vedantas, so I'm just kind of changing gears, took remnants of the Bhakti Vedantas, food remnants, that his sinful reactions were eradicated, all his sins were eradicated just by eating once. And Srila Prabhupada, Krishna is talking to Uddhava in Canto 11, Chapter 14. He says, just as a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, similarly devotion unto me completely burns to ashes sins committed by my devotees. So let that fire be continuously burning, so that all our sins, first of all, we don't want to commit any sinful actions, but by chance, if there is some sinful action has been committed, devotional service is so powerful, it's like a blazing fire. It can just burn those sinful reactions. And in the end of today's purport, Srila Prabhupada makes a point about the onlooker. That the onlooker is also, I'm just going to read what exactly Prabhupada said. He said, flow of devotional service is so potent that any onlooker also becomes liberated from the influence of the modes of passion and ignorance. So that reminded me of a few things. One is that we can see sometimes our relatives who are maybe not very favorable, or sometimes inimical, but maybe not very favorable, but they just by, kind of seeing you as a role model, or just by observing you over time, they slowly start changing their patterns and their responses. Or our co-workers. I remember when I used to work in the lab at UF, and I used to wear tilak to the lab every day. So in the beginning, the students, the lab people would say, hey, would you have some dirt on your forehead? And then when I told them about it, so they started appreciating it. And if I did not wear my tilak, they would say, hey, you did not wear that, you didn't go to your temple today? So it was like they were becoming my own, they were kind of being my checks and balances. But one of them actually came to our house. We had our home, we had bought a new house, and we did a fire sacrifice in Yagya. And the whole family came. So we can actually see that it affects people who are just kind of, watching. They're not really involved, but they get some benefit as well. And this last book table we had at the Okala Vegan Fest, which was March 8th, I had gone for the second half of the afternoon, and we were packing up, and the vendor who was next to us, like a little bit farther away, but she was the next to us one person. So she came over and she just abruptly told me, I want to get your beads. I'm like, okay. And she said, I want to start chanting. So, she must have been observing the people, the devotees are talking to the different guests who are coming to the book table. But she, and I'm sure she talked to one of the devotees as well, but she now felt so inspired that she wanted to chant. She actually took a chant and be happy, gave a donation for the beads, and actually said to me, maybe next year I'll be in your booth. So it was really encouraging to see that. So even onlookers can be very much affected. And this last verse I want to just quote is from Devahuti, after she's heard from Kapila Dev. This verse she says, this is verse chapter 33, verse 6 of Canto 3, 333:6. She says, to say nothing of the spiritual advancement of persons who see the Supreme Person face to face, even a person born in a family of dog eaters immediately becomes eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices if he once utters the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or chants about him, hears about his pastimes, offers him obeisances or even remembers him. So all of the devout people who we preach to, we have them chant the Maha Mantra, and they've definitely chanted without offense because they're not making any offense against the holy name. So we can be rest assured that they actually have made so much advancement that they're eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, by chanting on hearing once, in pureness or in an offenseless manner, he is immediately relieved of the sinful reaction. Not only he is relieved of the sinful reaction, but he immediately achieves the results of all purificatory processes. Because you know the brahmanas, Prabhupada is talking a lot about the brahmanas in this purport, that the brahmanas have to go through many reformatory processes. The first one, of course, is garbhadham samskar, namkaram samskar, haircutting samskar, all of the samskars. Remember when my oldest son was, we gave his name, and I wanted to have a kind of, I'd already always seen that people have a nice big ceremony, a big festival for name giving, but my husband said, no, he said, we have to just chant Hare Krishna and say the name in his ear. At that time, I didn't appreciate it very much, but I appreciated, yes, the chanting of the holy names. By chanting of the holy names, you can actually bypass all of those reformatory processes. And Devahuti is actually saying that those people are worshipable. Those who are even dog eaters are worshipable. So I think I'll stop now, and I will just read the translation again. And if you all have any questions, you can please write to them in the chat room of the YouTube, or Ram Govinda Prabhu, what's your phone number, Prabhuji?
352-221-0041.
So the verse again. Thus, during two seasons, the rainy season and autumn, I had the opportunity to hear these great soul sages constantly chant the unadulterated glories of the Lord Hari. As the flow of my devotional service began, the coverings of the modes of passion and ignorance vanished.
They are in the chat, they are glorifying the deities.
Haribo, beautiful. Mother Vijaya Rabhi. Mother Guru Prasad.
If any question or comments, you can type it on the chat room or text me at 352-221-0041.
Okay, while we are waiting, if there's anybody who wants to say, I wanted to just, there was another verse which was from Prithu Maharaj's prayers. Prithu Maharaj's prayers in Canto 4, Chapter 20. My dear Lord, I therefore do not wish to have the benediction of merging into your existence. I want the benediction of at least 1 million years, for thus I may be able to hear about the glories of your lotus feet from the mouths of your pure devotees. So, as we are hearing from the unadulterated devotees, we want to take the benediction of 1 million years. Like Rupa Goswami desired to have millions of ears and millions of tongues to chant and hear the glorification of the Lord. So in other words, if our ears are always engaged in hearing the Lord, about the Lord or about his devotees, there'll be no scope for hearing nonsense. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. And we have to hear it from the pure devotee. And there's another prayer from Prithu Maharaj. Is anything you want to say? No. This is, actually I've been reading Canto 4 because I had heard in one of the Shishika Prabhu's classes recently, because something which I know, but he kind of repeated it and made it prominent in my consciousness, that if you read one chapter of Bhagavatam a day, you are definitely ensured going back to Godhead. So I had this Canto 4 which I had got from the temple here, because we had replaced the whole set in the temple room with the new set. The old one was very raggedy, some of them had no covers. So I put most of them in our lobby for people who want to come and read in the lobby. But then this one particular one, Canto 4 Part 2, was actually, everything was gone. The cover, the hard cover, the front cover, all of the covers were gone. So I kept it at home. So I said, hey, I should start reading that. So that's the canto 4 part 2 which I'm reading. So in that, Prithu Maharaj is saying, chapter 20 verse 26, Yasha Shivam Sushava Arya Sangame Yadritya Chakshunoti Te Sakrit Katham Gunatno Viramed Vinapashum Shriyat Pravare Guna Sangre Chaya. My dear highly glorified Lord, if one in the association of pure devotees hears even once the glories of your activities, he does not give up the association of devotees, for no intelligent person would be so careless as to leave their association. Those who are not animals, but actually, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, those who are not animals, but actually intelligent, advanced human, civilized men, cannot give up this practice of continually chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So let us continuously chant, hear, and glorify the Supreme Lord. And even if we are not able to do some direct service, let us keep on hankering to keep on doing more and more service. And Krishna, as a super soul in our heart, is always present. We have to be very aware that he's always present. And let our river of devotional service flow towards him.
Mother Madhumati giving a comment. She said, you are mentioning the beautiful metaphor of the river. I thought of this prayer by Kunti Devi. O Lord of Madhu, Madhupati, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else.
Yeah, beautiful prayer of Kunti Devi. Prabhuji, do you know the Sanskrit of that verse? Ganga.
Yes, in the first sentence.
Yes.
There's another devotee saying, Hare Krishna devotee, thank you for keeping the program going. Wow, the deities are so beautiful. Everybody's giving comment. Mother Nanda had an experience. She said, one time many years ago, I was shopping in Navadvip for things to purchase for the store. In one small, messy shop, there was one deity of Krishna turned around with his face towards the wall. When the man turned it around, I heard in my heart a voice say, I am the personification of the name you chant. So I bought him right away.
Thank you, Mother Nanda. Thank you, Mother Madhumati. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
One more from Mother Sukada, let's see. I want to take this opportunity to thank Sri Vrindavan for her steady service, for arranging opportunities for all to engage in auspicious Sankirtan activities.
Thank you, Mother Sukada. We pray that we can continue.
I can share that recently my family came to visit. I made sure they had lots of prasadam. Took them to the springs, I guess springs, yeah, etc. But did not take them to the temple. So as they devout Christian, let me open this. One day, however, my sister asked, can we go to temple? I was dumbfounded, so surprised, and immediately brought them to the temple on the Maha Cleanup Day. Mm-hmm. They loved it. I remember that. They watered Tulasi and met many friends devotees.
Hare Krishna, Jai. Thank you, Mother Sukada. Now, of course, they already by associating with you for so many years, about 50 years, they have already become, their peels of ignorance and passion have peeled off slowly, slowly. And wonderful that they offered God with Tulsi, have darshan of the deities. Jai. Thank you. Onlooker, the onlooker tendency. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.